So as Di kind of said, this is my first time speaking, so I might be a little bit nervous. So I just ask that you guys will just continue to pray for me as we go. But also just I ask for your grace for any maybe clunky or sticky moments that we might have. But also I just feel I just don't want this to kind of be my words that you're hearing this morning. So I just would ask you just to tune into what the Lord might be actually saying to you this morning through this, and it might just be one little insight that I share, a story or something, or it might even be something that he just places on your heart or in your mind. It might not even be something that I share this morning. So as we go, I just say tune into him as well as to what you're hearing from me at the same time. So in July 2008, I was heading off on my first overseas missions trip to Southeast Asia. So the night before leaving, I popped by some really good friends of mine just to sort of see them and say goodbye as I left. I knew it was just to be a short visit because they had a friend coming over from their church just to spend an evening, sort of a mentoring night with them. So as I was grabbing my bag and just getting ready to leave, he actually arrived a little bit early. So we did the formalities of introductions. I hadn't met him before. And then I was just heading for the door, and as I was about to leave, he just sort of said, "Hold on, wait," to me. And so I sort of stopped, I turned around, and he looked at me and he said, "You've been praying about something." And I thought, well, yeah. And that's kind of easy assumption as Christians that, you know, it's kind of the expectation, really. But then he looked at me and he said, "You've been praying about something fairly specific." And so that kind of caught my attention, because I thought, actually, in that moment leading up to this, I had actually been praying about something fairly specific. And so he looked at me pretty intensely, and then he continued to tell me what I had been praying about and a whole lot more. So now that fully caught my attention, because there was no way that he could have known about my specific prayer. Even my friends at the time didn't know what was going on for me in basically my prayer life. So that was basically the first time I consciously remembered receiving a prophetic word from somebody. And it spoke right to my heart, and so it caught my attention. And at the time, I thought, great, this thing's about to happen. So for the first few months, I was looking for this word to happen, but it didn't. So this would begin a chat with God about why this wasn't happening. And I kept thinking, oh, well, maybe next month or the month after. But as the years went on, I just engaged further in conversation with God, and mostly, again, it was why. See, I figured, and I still believe, that this was a valid word from God, as only my friend's friends could have known about this if God had spoken to him, but I couldn't understand why it wasn't happening. So this led into many and long and often, for my part, whiny chats with God. But see, I didn't realise at the time that this was leading into the beginning of an ongoing conversation between him and me. So after many years of still waiting for this word to come to pass, I began to realise that while, again, I still believed it was an accurate word, but it was God actually showing me that he loved me, because it was speaking to the deep desires within my heart. I realised that through this word, God was actually trying to tell me that I was on his heart, that he cares for me, and that he loves me. However, as I became fixed on the actual word for some time, it took me a while to see that God was actually trying to grab my attention and draw me into a deeper loving relationship with him through conversations. So through conversations, our knowing and intimacy with God, our Father, grows. He begins to speak to us on a heart-to-heart level and shares those deep things within us. You see, I believe this is the heart of prophecy. It's God revealing a secret or the things of his heart to us. Di asked me to speak on the topic of the prophetic. And I believe that prophecy is primarily about us developing our relationship with God. He wants to speak to us directly. It's first about what sometimes is called the vertical. It's that communication just between us and God, that upward connection. And then another aspect is the horizontal, and it's God speaking to us through another, or another through us, sometimes what we call then the horizontal. So this is why I feel it's important for us to know how to hear the voice of God and journey into a conversational relationship with him. So that's where I want to focus today. So Jesus said that I only do what the Father shows me to do, And we are called to be like Jesus, and that's including hearing and talking with our Father just as he did. So with the story I just shared, for me, it wasn't so much about the word. It was actually about what God needed to do to capture my attention and to draw me in close to him. And that, because that's what I'm created for, and that's what we're all created for. But it's not just that. It's that I believe that we all long for that heart, deep heart-to-heart connection with God, our Creator and Father. And so just briefly touching on what I mentioned about the horizontal side of prophecy. So if, again, we are to get and give words to people in the common sense of the prophetic, speak the heart of God to them, then we ourselves need to be hearing from God. But also we need to be confident, knowing that he is speaking to us, because he is always speaking. We often just think or sometimes learn that prophecy is about getting a word for someone else. And while that is a part of it, but it's also simply about God speaking to us, just as you would with a friend. So there are many times in the Bible where it speaks of people hearing God's voice or God spoke to them. So it's both in the New and the Old Testament. And from the beginning, God spoke to Adam and Eve. We see in Genesis 1:28, it says, "And God spoke to them." This was the norm from the beginning. It's our default. So we should be expecting to hear from God. In 2 Peter 1:18 says, "We ourselves heard this very voice born from heaven." So at the core of prophecy is developing our relationship with God. It's that upward, that vertical communication. It's between us and God. It's between me and God. This is the heart of any relationship. And our relationship with God is no different. When we value our relationship, we want to spend time with and talk to that person. Ever been in a conversation where you feel like you're doing all the talking and not really hearing much back from the other person? Quickly we get bored and move on, and we don't really feel like hanging out with that person much anymore. And it can be that same thing with our relationship with Jesus. If we often don't hear from him, we won't want to spend much time talking with him. And it's not because we don't want to, but it's often just because it feels hard and it's a bit awkward at times. So as Di mentioned, some of you know, I've travelled a fair bit in the past 4 to 5 years as part of the staff on a ministry. And I've visited with many churches from different cultures and denominations. And one of the more common things, or I guess issues, I often hear people say is something to this effect: "The Lord doesn't really speak to me, or I don't hear from God." And this really surprised me. You see, we were created for intimate conversational relationships with our Father. But I think most, if not all of us, have been in that place at some time, and some of us still are. God does speak to us. He wants fellowship with us. It's just like a regular friendship. But it's hard to have a relationship without having communication. So I was at a church in Queensland about 4 or 5 years ago, and during the ministry time, I was led to pray for this lady. So I went up to her and asked if I could pray for her. And I knew she was on the church leadership team. And she was slightly more mature in age than me, so she'd, you know, walked with Jesus for a long time now. So as we began to pray, which for now I kind of remember what we were initially praying about, but I felt like the Lord said to me that he wants to tell her he loves her. And I thought, oh, well, she's a Christian lady, you know, she knows her, you know, that God loves her, that's no big deal. And then I just felt the Lord say to me, "I want to tell her." I was like, okay. So I sort of shifted angles of how I was doing this, and I just said, "Kelly, I'm just going to pray this way. Can you just repeat this after me?" So I just said, "Can you say out loud, 'Father God, what would you like to say to me today?'" So she sort of repeated it. She had her eyes closed for a bit, and then after a while, she just kind of opened her eyes fairly, in a way surprised, but very intensely looked at me and just said, "He told me he loves me. He loves me." And just the joy of seeing that on her face, she was like a kid in a candy store, because that was the first time that she'd ever heard her Father God speak to her and also tell her that he loves her. So now I could have simply relayed that message to her because God had already shown me what he wanted to tell her. But for her to hear this directly from her Father had such a greater impact for her and in drawing her closer to him. You see, God wants to talk to us. We're his children. And prophecy comes in all shapes and sizes. And it's just as important in learning how to be sensitive to how to hear God speak to us speak to us as to what he also wants to say. So one of the discoveries on my journey with God, starting from that first prophetic word I remember receiving, has been believing that God actually enjoys talking to me and even so enjoys being with me. See, he pursues us. He wants us. Now, I understand that can be hard for some of us. We might have had some hard relationships in the past. But God's not like that. And he does want to spend time with us. And he actually does want to talk to us. See, God likes to talk. We have a whole book known as the Bible to show for that. But we'll get onto that a bit later. As an example, most people want to find a spouse. See, we desire that deep connection, that relationship. And it's the same with Jesus, that we desire also he with us, us with him, because we were just created that way. If we say we have a personal relationship with someone but don't really talk to them daily or regularly, how do we really have true relationship and grow deeper together with them? Imagine for a husband and wife if you hardly ever spoke together. Now, I'm not married, but I could imagine that wouldn't make for a very fun marriage. So to have this type of deep relationship with God, we need to be communicating with him on a regular basis and in turn hearing his voice. So how do we develop a conversational relationship with God? The main reason we are taught to speak to God is through prayer. Now, prayer is simply talking with God. Now, I realise there are many different forms of prayer. There's intercessory prayer, spiritual warfare, healing prayers, just as some examples. But I don't want to focus on that today. I believe we have a prayer course from Barry and Marg coming up soon. So if you guys want to learn more about prayer, just a little plug for these guys, see them. I'm not sure if there's a sign-up sheet. Highly recommend it. These guys are awesome. Anyway. But I also don't want to downplay the role of prayer and its importance, so please hear me on that as well. But when it comes to us praying to God to personally speak to him, I feel sometimes we make it some formal speech-like event instead of just simply talking with a friend. And many times we often forget to stop talking and start listening. I know for me there's been many times when I've been chatting or praying to God about some things and as soon as I finished I've quickly moved on with my day instead of forgetting just to sit and listen to him. So imagine back to my marriage example. This wouldn't work so well between the couple. Okay, I know some of you guys are wanting less talk, but sorry. So I think one of the most difficult parts of hearing God is that it takes time to learn and discern his voice. When we are first learning, it takes a conscious effort. We need to make the time and space to be with God and practice listening. In general, God will not compete for our attention. He invites us and he waits for our response. On the church's website, prophecy is explained as an invitation to a conversation with God about what's on his heart for you. And I love that. He invites us in to join that conversation with him. However, if we don't stop and take the time to talk with him, he will often leave us to our own busy day. Yes, God can definitely break into our day. I'm not denying that. But through my own experience and hearing other people's stories, this is the more unlikely way, as remember, God gives us our own free will, including us deciding to take the time to talk with him or not. So one way that really helped me early on in my journey was something that Alana actually spoke on here some time back, and it was about journaling. So she talked about going and finding a quiet space, taking a notebook and two different coloured pens, and then just sitting down and just having a chat, having a conversation with God, excuse me, and just writing down sort of your questions, your comments, your prayers to God, and then with the other coloured pen, writing down what you hear from him, writing down his response. Now, I've never been that good at keeping a journal, I will admit. But at the times that I did do this, I noticed that God always eventually did speak to me. And also, as I look back on those journal pages, especially in the times and seasons where I feel like God is less talkative or interactive with me, then it just encourages me to know that God did and still will continue to talk to me. So if you're struggling to hear from God, as I did, I'd perhaps give this a try sometimes. And as oftentimes, writing things down helps us to recognise this better as well. Here we go. So Jeremiah 29:12-13 says, "Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will hear you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. Now, that's a really incredible promise, the fact that the Lord will hear us and he will respond. But we need to be deliberate in seeking him, seeking time with him. We do that in all our relationships, right? We make plans for coffee, lunch, dinner, your favourite outing. So why should it be any different with God? Brother Lawrence wrote a book called The Practice of the Presence of God. Now, I'll admit I haven't fully read it. It's come highly recommended to me. But just from the title and the bit that I have read about it, being in God's presence, having a close personal relationship with him, is a daily practice. To me, it's more than just, oh, God will speak to me randomly whenever he wants. That's something, unfortunately, I commonly hear around in churches. No, but at least for me, I found that it's more a discipline, a practice in my life, if I'm going to have a deep personal relationship with God. But we need to be open and keep awareness of the different possibilities of God speaking to us. As I've been journeying with this, and I'm still learning, while in the early stages of learning how to hear God speak to me, I needed deliberate, quiet, and alone time with him. Not saying he wasn't speaking to me at other times, but I just wasn't tuned into hearing him. Now, as I've been growing in this and learning more how he speaks to me and the promptings that I get, I've learnt to take note. Many times now I'll be in the midst of an everyday task and a thought, impression, something in my mind will just catch my attention. Oftentimes I could be just watching TV, reading a book, even doing work emails, things like that. And now I know to recognise these promptings are from the Lord. So I stop, I pay attention. And it actually happened to me while I was preparing and writing these notes that the Lord started talking to me about something completely different. So I took note and I stopped and I wrote that down and then I just came back here. But it didn't start that way for me. You see, I had to learn the ways that God spoke to me. And he speaks to each of us differently. Holy Spirit can interrupt us to talk to us at any time, but we need to be practiced in recognising him. You see, well, I think we all want the sky writing or the writing on the wall. Often people think this shows more importance with what sometimes we call the bells and whistles of prophecy. God more commonly speaks to us in that still small voice, which we see with Elijah. Now, I love the story of Elijah. There's so much that we could talk about, but I just want to focus on the part where he's fled from Jezebel and is in the cave. So in 1 Kings 19, 9 to 13, I'm just going to read this passage. There he came to a cave and lodged in it. And behold, the word of the Lord came to him. And he said to him, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" He said, "I have been very jealous for the Lord, the God of hosts, for the people of Israel have forsaken your covenant, thrown down your altars, and killed your prophets with the sword. And I, even I only, am left, and they seek my life to take it away." And he said, "Go out and stand on the mount before the Lord." And behold, the Lord passed by, and a great and strong wind tore the mountains and broke in pieces the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, the sound of a low whisper. And when Elijah heard it, he wrapped his face in his cloak and he went out and stood at the entrance of the cave. And behold, there came a voice to him and said, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" See, it says God wasn't in the wind, the earthquake, or the fire. But when Elijah heard that low whisper, that still small voice, he knew that that was the Lord. Now, to me, this indicates that Elijah had such a close personal relationship with God that, well, despite his fear, or maybe we could say lack of trust, that led him into the cave to start with, that through the chaos, what we might call the bells and whistles of signs, all God had to do was whisper, and Elijah heard him. Now, I haven't made it to that point, but I sure hope to one day. So I was talking to a friend a while back, and he was just sharing a fairly common story for him with me, where one day he wanted to go for a walk, and he often goes for walks with God. That's kind of his time that he chats to God and that. And but that this particular day, the weather wasn't looking so good, but he still really wanted to go out. So he drove to his favourite walking spot, and as he got there, it felt like the Lord said to him, "You've got 20 minutes. So he went walking, and he was sitting down for a while, and then after a little bit, he felt the Lord say, it's time to go back yet now. But he wasn't quite ready, but he decided to obey anyway. So he headed back to his car, and as he got to the car and began to open the car door, the first drop of rain came. Now, that's a conversational relationship I'm pursuing. But this was commonplace for him. I'd heard many other stories that he just has these conversations with God, and I'd love to be protected from the rain. Now, I've heard people say, God will just speak to me when he wants. But you know what? When I've actually asked further, they usually indicate that they rarely hear from God. But it doesn't have to be that way, and it's not supposed to be that way. Before I share specifically on some of the ways that God speaks to us, I want to just broadly share on sometimes why we don't. So lacking hearing from God doesn't mean that we lack the experience of hearing God. Sometimes it's out of fear that we don't want to enter into this type of relationship. We certainly see this with the Israelites and with Moses. And in Exodus 20, 18 to 21, it says, "Now when all the people saw the thunder and the flashes of lightning and sound, they stood far off. And Moses said to Moses, 'You speak to us and we will listen, but do not let God speak to us, lest we die.'" Now, while their fear may be based around the theory that to see God's, Yahweh's face was to die, I believe there was a greater fear. You see, the Israelites had been mixing their faith in Yahweh with other gods or idols. And I feel sometimes like the Israelites, we can be afraid to speak to God at the risk that he might tell us to give up something in our life, being it through an act of disobedience, as we saw with the Israelites and their idols, or simply that it's something that we enjoy and that's fine in our life, but yet the Lord still asks us to give it up anyway. Anyone ever had an experience like that? I certainly have, and it wasn't easy or fun. However, the main reason people may not think that they hear from God is that they simply are not familiar with hearing his voice. So when we possibly do hear, we don't automatically recognise it as God's voice. A common misunderstanding also is that God speaks to others more than others, some more than others. But that simply isn't true. We are all God's children and he wants to speak to all of us. I think that it's just some lack the understanding in recognising God speaking to them through their experience. We need to know how God speaks in order to recognise him speaking. So if you want to hear a bit more on that, come along Sunday night, starting tonight. I think we have some places left. So you can talk to me or Di at the end. Great. So I've certainly been in that place, and I sometimes still am. I still have times when God's saying something to me and I respond, "Really, is that you, Lord? I think it's just me." So I'm still learning, and I think we all always will be, and learning new ways in this as well. So we also see this with Samuel and Eli. Samuel grew up in the house of God in the tabernacle in Shiloh and went on to become one of God's great prophets that we read about in the Old Testament. However, he didn't recognize God first when he called to him. Now, I'm not going to read that passage because it's a fairly familiar passage, but it's 1 Samuel 3, 4 to 10. But in fact, even Eli, despite being a mature priest in God's house, didn't himself recognize that it was the voice of God calling to Samuel at first. It actually took three times before Eli clued in and said, maybe this is the Lord calling. So despite Samuel becoming one of the great prophets, he still needed coaching and teaching on recognizing God's voice. So I just want to finish with some ways and examples of how we hear God speak. Simply, it's through his word. His word being the Bible, and his word being his son, Jesus, the living word, speaking to us through his Holy Spirit. Firstly, the Bible. This is God's word written down for us. Hearing God really couldn't get any easier. It's been handed to us on a platter. Though I know sometimes understanding his word isn't always that simple. So if you're stuck on hearing God or haven't heard in a while, I'd suggest opening your Bible, maybe starting with a favourite passage or story, and as you read it, deliberately just ask Jesus what he wants you to know more about this passage or what he wants you to know more about him. And take the time to sit and be still and allow him to speak to you. You might even want to use the journaling exercise that I mentioned earlier. So recently, as I've moved from a fairly fast-paced daily lifestyle to slowing my days down, I've had much more time to sit and chat with Jesus. And what I found is that he would drop a sentence, maybe like a catchphrase or a thought or impression into my mind. Sometimes it might be a verse or an actual story from the Bible. And just as I take time to sit and mull over and just talk to him about it, he just speaks to me more and more about this topic. You see, God himself is teaching me things now that I hadn't seen or really understood before. So I'm in a place where I'm actually learning with God, which is kind of cool. While the Bible reliably fixes the boundaries of everything God will ever say to mankind, it does not provide the detailed communications that God may have with us individually day to day. However, the Bible is always our standard, so just a caution. If we think we've heard something from God but it doesn't line up with Scripture or the character of God or his nature, then it's likely that that isn't the voice of God. You see, God will never contradict himself, and this includes his written word. Unfortunately, I've seen this happen from time to time. And so there are other voices that would try to sway us. Often it's the voice of Satan, but possibly we could be hearing through our own emotions, through our own voice. Again, that's something I'll touch on Sunday nights. So I just want you to be aware of when you're listening to God, just to really make sure that it is God you're hearing and tuning into his voice. So secondly, we have the living word, his son, who speaks personally to us through his spirit. So through the spirit, the Lord will speak to us and through us in our thoughts, impressions, perceptions and experiences. Just practically, like our natural senses, God uses our five senses to speak to us. So our sight, hearing, smell, taste and touch. So to be open to each possible way that God can and may speak to you. I've been in meetings where a smell entered the room and it wasn't a natural smell. So this again has engaged me in conversation with God. God, what's the smell for? What are you doing here? What's going on in the room? It brings us back into conversation, into relationship with him when these things happen. I also know of people who have tasted things and even like touched things in meetings. That's one I haven't yet experienced. But there's also what sometimes we refer to as our inner man, our spirit man. Sometimes people call it your sixth sense. It's just that part of us that knows or feels. Sometimes we might say it's that gut feel. I believe this is actually our discernment. And again, it's a gift given by God for us to feel out or sense things that are going on personally for other people or in the room. But I also feel that this is one of the most underdeveloped gifts in our churches today. But it's often one of the most common ways we hear from God, through that inner voice. So I just want to leave you with some biblical examples of hearing God, which I believe are still current ways for us today. I found God often speaks to us mostly in one or two particular ways and less in others. However, be ready for any and all. So through a messenger or an angel, like sometimes their identity is not revealed as such. So again, we might need to engage in further conversation as to who this person is and why we're encountering this person. We have plenty of examples in the Old and New Testament, so I'm not going to go into any of them. But I've also heard modern current day stories of people interacting with angels. A phenomenon. So like we see with Moses and the burning bush. I haven't heard too many modern day stories of this, but I'm sure there's some out there. Dreams and visions. So I've got quite a few friends who have many, many dreams, almost daily or nightly, quite often. So I myself, actually, I'm not a dreamer, but I actually sent a message to a few friends a couple of days ago where I woke up half asleep, half awake, kind of in a dream state, and I had this dream. And it was very clear. There was a lot of detail. I'm not going to go into it. There was a lot of details. And there was a lot of stuff going on in it. But I clearly knew that it was the Lord just from what was going on. But that, for me, is a fairly new experience. So while the Lord speaks to me particularly in a certain way, I'm now discovering that he's beginning to open up different areas in my life. So an audible voice. Now, the examples I talked about Samuel, and we also have Paul. Now, this is most commonly the one that most of us want. But I also find, or from what I've heard at least, that it's also not that common. A human voice. So this is what we refer to through the gift of prophecy, of someone speaking from God to us or us to somebody else. And then our human spirit, that inner part, that inner voice, or that sixth sense. I feel this is the most common subjective way that God communicates with us, and it certainly is for me anyway. Often, though, it can be hard to distinguish because it just feels like our own thoughts or impressions, and often it will come as that still small voice, as with Elijah. Now, God knows us. He created us, so he knows how to speak to us. And I think that so often we are hearing from him, but it's like this, it's that natural. It just seems so natural. And for me, I used to discard a lot of things thinking, oh no, that's just me, that's just my natural thought. But as I grew and got to know the Lord more, I discovered that, of course, he knows me so intricately. You know, he formed me, he knows everything about me. So he knows the best way to speak to me. So I think that so often we just discard what we hear because it comes too natural to us. So I just want to say, don't discard those natural sort of thought processes that you got, especially if you're trying to have a communication with God. He's going to speak to you. So don't just dismiss it and say, that's just me. So right now, actually, I just want to move into just a little time where we're just going to take a quiet moment with the Lord. And we're just going to ask him to speak to each of us. So maybe you could ask him a question like, Father God, what do you want me to know about you today? Or what do you want to say to me today? And then wait for his response. Usually it's the first thought or impression that comes to us. So as I said, don't dismiss it. It can be fleeting, so pay attention. And often it will come like our natural thinking. So remember that God works. He works with the way he created us. And so often it just seems like it's that our natural impression. And then I actually want to encourage you to write it down, or if you've got a phone, you can type it up. Because by writing it down, not only do we have something then to come back to, because oftentimes we can forget the many words that he speaks to us, but we acknowledge him speaking, and this also encourages us. So let's just take a moment now and just ask the Holy Spirit just to speak into your heart, if there's another question or the ones on the board, just what he might want to say to you today. Okay, so I'll just draw you back in. Sorry. Some of you are probably having like conversations going on, but we've got to come to a close at some stage. So just who have you heard God speak to them? Just raise your hand. That's pretty cool. Does anyone want to share? Sure.
Hi, I'm Deone. If you didn't know. Okay, so I asked, Father, what do you want to say to me today? And the response was, keep going, you are on the right track. Trust yourself. Trust yourself to know yourself. You know what you like, what you enjoy, what brings you energy. You are also incredibly aware of what you do not know. This is not common. Do not feel that you have to justify to others what you think, feel, or know. They do not know you better than you know yourself.
You're right.
I know I'm right. It's just really hard to talk through that.
Good.
You are right. Move on. Keep going. I love you.
Yay, awesome. Thank you. Bye. Anybody else?
But others might, this might encourage others too. So, the fields are ripe to harvest, and I am working the way that you will be involved. I am the Lord of heaven and earth, of past and future. I have not forgotten this world. I have not forgotten the people, all whom I love with an everlasting love. I have good plans, only good.
Thank you, Ola.
One last one. Helen.
God put something on my heart last year, and something that I wasn't sure. Oh, sorry. Anyway, he just... and he just confirmed it today, that he said that he has my future in his hands, and that and something else was confirmed today too for me by someone else. So it was just real confirmation that, and he just said that he loves me and that, yeah, he's got it all worked out for me.
Isn't this fun? I love it. Yeah, all right, a guy. Come, Barry. You know you want to.
You said God speaks to people in their sort of who they are. Yeah. That's why the guys struggle, you know.
Yeah. I know you guys don't like to.
So this is a bit. This is a.
Bend down. It's too short.
This is sort of still formulating, but when we have that quiet time, some may know that my backyard's just been done up and we've got an extension of the house being done, and there's all sorts of people doing all sorts of things. So the word I got is from Father is that he's in charge. He's got a really big picture of how things work, and sometimes you only have this little part here and someone has that little part there, and they might, that little part they're doing, they might think is the whole picture, but he actually has this big picture, right? And he's orchestrating the whole deal, and he knits it all together in the end. So it's sort of like he's intimately involved in your life, and he has this big picture thing in our life as well as the small individual parts. So, and when he knits it all together, it's going to be quite stunning. So I hope the backyard's just a replica of God's stunningness, all right?
Thanks, Barry. Anybody else? Hey, Rick. Now they're starting.
God gave me a really intricate picture of something quite practical, and so I spent the time asking him what that might mean. And I believe here today is at least a person who has an issue from the past, from quite some time ago, that they thought they'd dealt with, but it's just been a bit, they've just found out recently it's just been a bit band-aided, so, and it's just starting to bug them a bit. So if that's you today, get your friends to pray for you, or come forward and get some really skillful people to pray for you. But just, I just felt like today was the day to do that. If that's you, just do it today. Thank you.
So thanks, guys, for sharing too, because I know... Oh, Rob. Hey! Floodgates are open. No, don't be. It's good.
It's affected by a book I'm just reading at the moment. It's called The Divine Dance. And so I'm acknowledging that's there in the back of my head. But as we sat there in the moment Kate started speaking, I just felt Father is issuing an invitation to us all. And it's... Would you dance with me? Would you come and join the dance? Would you step in? And I'm just excited by what's been spoken about today and what we're embarking on and things ahead of us with tonight and the prayer thing coming up. But he's really inviting us all to step into the dance. This Divine Dance is a beautiful book. It's about the Father, Son and Holy Spirit constantly dancing together. And there's an invitation to every one of us to step in to the dance.
Thanks, Rob. So I partly did that because often when we speak out our words too, they become just more real and alive. And I don't know if you sort of caught it, but there was quite a bit of a, at least to start with, there's a bit of a seam and a flow going on. And the Lord was just speaking to these guys and just to tell him how much he loves them, how much, you know, they were on his heart for them. And, you know, the Lord, he just loves us so much that he wants to just share his heart with us. Sometimes, as I said sort of earlier, sometimes we can be a little bit fearful in to engage with him as to what he might actually say to me. Is he going to, like, tell me I'm doing the wrong thing or the bad thing? And, So often I've seen people that they don't... So I have even heard people say, don't give me a prophetic word because I don't want to hear something from God. And I'm shocked at that because, I mean, yes, there are times where the Lord will bring correction into our lives and there are times where he will use people to do that. But I should probably stop, but anyway. What I'm going to get onto more in the evenings is basically, like, the Lord just wants to speak to us because we're his children. He loves us. He wants to build us up and encourage us and just strengthen us in him. And that was what I was feeling the theme of those words today. And so I just want to encourage you guys to don't be afraid to spend time with him. Don't be afraid to hear what he might say to you. I'm standing here today because I kind of said yes to Jesus. And while it took me a while to get here, even though I said yes many years ago, it was like, yes, Lord, but can I just have this or can I do it that way? And, you know, the Lord's really done a work in me over the last couple of years and there's been some pretty big changes and there's been a lot of things that I've had to lay down in my life as well, which hasn't been easy. And when Di actually asked me if I would speak sometime at YVB, everything within me said no, because... See, I actually have this little thing called fear of public speaking. And especially you put a microphone in front of me, that fear increases. And anyway, I won't go into my story. But when Di asked me that, as much as I wanted to say no, I knew I'd said yes to Jesus. And I knew this was a Jesus thing. So all I could do was to say yes and hope that he would take care of the fear and everything else. Thank you. But particularly for me, the last, even really just this week and the last few weeks, I love Rob's word because the Lord has just been drawing me into an even greater, deeper level with him. And I felt that while I kind of had my notes and I did sort of stick to them, probably because I was a bit nervous, but I do really feel that the Lord really wants to draw us in just to that depth with him, that intimacy where it's like, everything else can really just fall away and I'm okay because I've got you, Jesus. I'm okay because I'm with you. You've got the best for me. I mean, we sang of God's goodness and I loved how Trav, wherever he went, you know, got us to sing that again because it is. It's so true. Like, God is always for us, even in the hard times. And when we know, when we have that connection, that intimate relationship with him, we know that we can get through everything despite what's going on with him. And I just really felt that the Lord wants to bring us into that place, bring YVV into that place, just with him and just tracking with him. So that was awesome, Rob. Thank you. So just from my notes in closing, we were created for relationship and God is always wanting to talk to us. I mean, you saw this morning, you guys probably didn't see, but there was a probably at least 75% of the room put their hand up when I asked if they heard something from God and then those guys that shared. So it's just if we will take the time just to spend with him and to listen, he will speak.